Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Yes, 43440.
That was 43440?
Yes.
And the name?
Candace Rowland.
How do I spell the last name?
Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D.
Okay. And for security, confirm the address.
Actually, I'm calling to find out what this is for because I think this is a fraudulent charge on my account because I didn't order anything from you guys.
Okay, you've reached a third-party call center. We do handle over 400 different services. I will need to have you verify the account so I can make sure I've located the correct one in order to access it.
Okay. You want my address?
Just verify what I have, ma'am?
Yes. Would you verify it?
You would need to state it. We legally can't provide information, ma'am.
Okay. How do I go about finding out if somebody else put charges on my account?
You would verify your address, and I would see if it's the correct account, ma'am.
Okay. It's 1610 North Waterford Crossing Road.
Thank you. I do have an account that was for the Dyson's Vacuum Contest entry done by our BiteSub service. Do you recall doing that last month?
Yes, I did. Okay. But I didn't receive a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
So to see if you're the winner, you would need to actually keep an eye on your emails. That's how we notify the winners. But each month you're with the company, you get re-entered into the contest each week, and you also get our recipe guides that help you cut carbs and boost energy. And it just renews each month until you decide to cancel.
Okay, I'm canceling it because I was under the assumption it was not a contest, okay? It was actually a vacuum cleaner, okay, that would be sent to you if you paid the shipping and handling. That's how I read it.
Gotcha. I do apologize for any misunderstanding, ma'am. Now, if price is the primary concern, I could plug in this month's appreciation discount, which is $20, locked in.
No. I want completely out of it.
I gotcha. Well, per your request, your account is terminated. Is there any other questions?
Yeah, I'm disputing this claim then with my bank, okay, because that's not the way it was wrote up on the emails, okay?
And we do apologize for any misunderstanding, ma'am. The charge is valid because it's explained in the terms and the terms and conditions where you agree that you're 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood our charges. So I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding.
I'm still disputing it, okay, because that's not the way my email read, okay. It wasn't a contest. It did not come across my email as a contest. It come across as receiving the Dyson, okay, for shipping and handling charges only.
Yes, ma'am, and I do
so
sincerely.
This is a scam. So
I understand you feel that way. May I ask?
I will be disputing it. Thank you.
I do understand. May I ask, have you already filed the dispute?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I'm going to.
I understand. What's going to occur with that is they do give you a temporary credit while the company turns over the terms and conditions that are agreed to by the customer. Once they get those terms, they are required to honor the company's billing, which means it does get reapplied to your account. So I know a dispute process would not benefit you. So what I have done is issued a courtesy credit, and that will require 3 to 5 business days to reflect. Do you have additional questions?
Okay. I will wait 3 to 5 days to see if it's been put on my account. Okay. If not, I will turn it in to the fraud company.
I do understand. It does require 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I will give you that. Okay. So if I don't see it when I call the charge card, okay, I will still do it as a fraud if it's not been taken off. Okay.
I do understand. Do you have any additional questions?
No. And who am I speaking to again?
My name is Aya.
Aya? Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Days.
It does require business days.
Okay, that's fine. Understand. Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.